At the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, we're here at the Merck Animal Health booth and joined by Dr. Brent Meyer with Merck Animal Health. And, you know, we're looking at calving season here. What are some things we can do to make sure those calves stay healthy?
Well, first thing you want to start out with nutrition on the cow, calf, and the heifer side. Make sure your body condition scores are where they need to be. Common things that producers don't remember to do is check their forages and rations and make sure that the cows and heifers are getting what they need to have, because if they're not getting it, then the calves that are developing inside aren't going to be healthy when they're born. So that's paramount. The other thing is getting vaccines into the cows before they calve, particularly for scours on the baby calves. And so work with your veterinarian to get those scheduled into the cows and heifers so that when the calves are born, they get good colostrum, and that's a good head start on the calving season for next year's calving crop.
And looking at the calving season, what's kind of the best time to get your cows on a right pattern there?
So we're getting in that time period right now. About that 12 weeks before they calve is where we want to start these vaccines in that herd. And so we're right at that period, because most of the guys are calving in February, March. So we're right at that prime time to work with your veterinarian to get that scheduled and get everything ready to go for spring.
And also, I know you talk about BRD immunity in young calves. How do you build up for that?
Well, one thing you do is try to reduce the stress as much as you can on the baby calves. A lot of them don't vaccinate right off after they're born. They wait until they go to turn out to grass and pasture. So reduce your stress on them so that, you know, whether it's the environment, do what you can for bedding, windbreaks, that type of thing. And then start implementing vaccines at an early age to get their immune system primed so that when they see the pathogens on pasture or grass, they will respond to it and get prevention.
When you go out and see or talk to a producer, what's kind of some of the problems you see?
Big problems would be pneumonia and scours on the cow-calf side. And you know, we have excellent vaccines for both, and they work really well. You just got to make sure that nutrition's taken care of, our parasite loads taken care of, and we should do a good job with those vaccines.
I know my dad raises cow-calf pairs here in Missouri, and they always hope for a dry winter, but it seems like you can never predict that. Talk about why it's important those cows and calves stay dry over the winter.
Well, it's a good point. You want dry to reduce your pathogen load. If things are wet, sloppy, and not dried out, the pathogens, the bacteria and viruses survive longer in the environment. They can transmit to other calves easier. So having a dry environment, rotating those first calvers out of the calving environment to reduce that exposure to the cows haven't calved yet is a good idea. So it's just spreading that exposure out and keeping it dry.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, we're just, we're here. Merck Animal Health is here. If you have any questions on protocols or vaccines, just give us a call or look us up and we can help you out.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.